The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Buddy Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, August the 7th, 2018. Hope the week so far is off to a pretty good start for you. We're coming to you live from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. Have our worldwide live listening. BuckmasterShow.com, KVOI.com, all the podcasts are available for you. All the programs are archived at BuckmasterShow.com. 790-2040 is our live line number. We begin usually the first Tuesday of the month is when we bring in Terry Bracey, one of our two dozen contributors to this program. Honored to have Terry a part of the team. He is our expert on Washington, D.C. and governmental affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, among other clients, they represent the city of Tucson and Pima Community College. Terry, how are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm just strapping myself in. We're about to have a big thunderstorm here, so if you hear a lot of booms,
okay,
that's what it is.
Well, we understand that this time of year here in Arizona. Khalil Tate, the...
Oh, my God, I saw him on...
Cover
of Sports Illustrated.
And you know what that is. That's the kiss of death.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, my goodness. Well, there's no question about it. This is really an exciting... player, and I had a chance to visit with the new coach, Kevin Sumlin, here during the summer.
He's a prize. I'm so impressed that the university president was able to bring in Kevin Sumlin. He's the coach everybody wants, and he's just outstanding. It was SEC Coach of the Year 1 year, 2012, I think, and that's big league football.
So it's going to be an exciting year, and certainly quarterback Tate will have a lot of people coming after him, but he is a very talented young man.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Paul Manafort on trial.
Paper. Subject of the day.
There you go. The paper's full of talk about money, foreign accounts, tax evasion, and Russian influence in our elections. Is it too early, or do you, Terry Bracey, see any lessons in all of this mess?
Well, Bill, I do. I think what's beginning to emerge into the light is how pervasive the influence of this dark foreign money is in U.S. elections. Now the focus is, you know, appropriately on Russia, but it's flooding in from everywhere, and it's a danger to our democracy.
Well, I know it's illegal, Terry, but so how do they do it?
Well, Bill, we have laws banning it, but at this point, those laws are more loophole than law, especially after the 2010 Citizens United case, where the Supreme Court ruled that corporations, in effect, were the same as people for political purposes, and therefore could give unlimited dark money to super PACs, which support the candidates and the issues of their choice. And so that's one way. And, of course, I think 25%, I have to ask Shelley, but 25% of all the stock in the United States is owned by foreigners. So, you know, there's a lot of ways that they come through and have influence through the corporate route. And it's possible for Russians to domesticate their money, for example, and drive it through one of those corporations in the U.S. elections.
Well, it's very troubling indeed. And I guess, Terry, that the money is so well disguised that it's hard to find specific examples, correct?
Well, I found a couple,
okay.
You know, Bill. I knew that question would come. You know, in 2016, if you remember, there was a Chinese company that came in the U.S., set up an affiliate strictly for the purpose of giving $1.3 million to Jeb Bush's PAC.
Hmm.
And another one that got caught was in Los Angeles when this Swiss pornography company spent hundreds of thousands of dollars illegally in an effort to defeat a local ballot measure requiring, of all things, that pornography actors use practice safe sex.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's everywhere. It's apparent that dark money is influencing government at every level.
Is the vehicle mainly through, then, big corporations?
Well, there are other ways. A foreign entity, as I said, can anonymously set up a shell company called an LLC solely for the purpose of distributing campaign cash. We had a wealthy Mexican who was caught using this method in the California elections in 2016. But mostly, people and corporations really are never caught, and the money, unknown to the American voters, influencing how we vote. You know, on everything from casino campaigns to presidential elections, and there's growing evidence that it's getting worse.
Anything that can be done about it? Anything that we can do to stop this threat?
Well, Bill, I noticed that Arizonans have a chance to vote on a ballot measure that would end all anonymous contributions and strengthen reporting requirements in the state. I think that's a modest first step, and I would definitely take it. Nationally, Bill, we're going to have to go back to work on campaign finance legislation. Two Arizonans, Mo Udall and John McCain, two of our best, were the leaders in Congress on this issue and both had temporary success, but then the Supreme Court shot them down.
Hmm.
And the mess we have in our laps right now is the direct responsibility of the John Roberts Court. Unless they see the error of their ways, you know, we need to fight for a constitutional amendment. People say that's impossible. No, it isn't. We've done it 27 times.
Well, let me ask you something. What about the congressional elections? Everybody's focusing on that. So is there going to be any impact, you think, of this foreign money issue in those elections?
Well, I don't know about you, but our intelligence services have certainly convinced me that the Russians are going right ahead and playing very heavily through dark money and social media. And, you know, that could be effective again. Apparently it was. Some of our state election systems, Bill, sadly, are still vulnerable to hacking. And who knows who the hackers are. But they could come in and do damage, maybe already have in the past. I think we've been a little naive about it. But, you know, Bill, I have the feeling that the whole issue of the corruption of our system is going to play a very big role in the 2018 and 2020 elections. And I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats or what the partisan split is. Americans don't like to be led around the nose by foreign powers.
I would say amen to that. Terry, let's talk a little bit about the midterms. We've got today is election day in Ohio, and there's some other important primaries going on in other states. What's your take on where we are right now, Terry Bracey?
Well, I think from all the signs, we're headed for a wave election, and I don't think I have any particular new information on that. But we're seeing more and more that the country is bracing its back against, not so much all against Trump, but against President Trump having all of this authority by himself. And I think even many Republicans are looking possibly, and particularly Republican women, to kind of put a halter on him. And the only way to do that is to elect an opposition Congress. So I think the reaction that you've seen in early off-year elections, which has reflected that, is a sign of things to come this year, don't you?
I do. And is this a vote against Trump, or are there other issues that Democrats are bringing up here?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I've been very critical. I'm a Democrat, although I voted both ways. But,
uh-huh.
I've been very critical of my own party for not showing up at the gate with policy. You know, you just can't run against things.
Right.
Well, I just ran across in the Congress, there's a whole, there are a group of congressmen who put together a very interesting set of policies that, you know, run from health care through campaign reform, structural reform in the Congress, ethics reform, a whole number of things that I was very impressed, and I think if they get that out in front of the public, it's going to sell.
All right, Terry Bracey, always a pleasure getting your insight.
Thank you, Bill.
From D.C., and hope you finally, well, I guess you don't need rain in the D.C.
area. Oh, my God. Get me an arc.
Yeah, there you go. We do need it, of course, here. Thank you, Terry, very much.
All right, bye.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery. Mona's is the home of the Danish Kringle, located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. It's been my favorite bakery for years, and they do such a beautiful job up there with all those European baked goods, breads, pastries, cakes. I love the brownies. They're open right now for lunch. Mona's Danish Bakery. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to every one of the wonderful people and businesses that support our program. We'll be right back with Shelley Fishman.
Get your tickets now for Arizona Wildcats football. Kevin Sumlin leads the program into a new era, and we want you to be part of it. Season tickets start at the new low price of $70 for all 7 home games. Flex packs, group tickets, and single game tickets are also on sale. The new era of Arizona football starts September 1st when the Wildcats take on BYU at Arizona Stadium. Get your tickets today at arizonawildcats.com/FB or call 621-CATS.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday during the noon hour for our monthly visit with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is the executive director at the University of Arizona-based Southwest Center for Integrative Medicine. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Shelly Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, I'm going to consult right now with Shelly Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelly, how is your week going so far?
Well, so far the week is going pretty well. We actually got some rain last night, which is nice.
Wasn't that surprising?
And the stock market was up a little bit yesterday, and it's up about 160 points right now. So, you know, whenever that happens, my world brightens up a tiny bit.
Your name was mentioned during Terry's report at the top of the hour. Terry thought perhaps you would have some numbers, because Terry was mentioning about stock ownership in the New York Stock Exchange. How much, what percentage roughly is foreign owned?
Yeah, it's tough to come to an exact number there. What we know from recent numbers is that the top 10% of U.S. households owns about 84% of U.S. stocks. So that would make it difficult for the New York Stock Exchange to be owned 25% by foreigners, unless in counting U.S. households, you're counting foreign-owned U.S. households. And there's a bunch of those, especially in the big cities. So I can't confirm that number. It sounds like a pretty good number.
That'd be one out of four equities.
About one out of four equities. But also keep in mind that so many U.S. stocks, especially in the S&P 500,
have presence
in Europe and elsewhere.
Yes.
So that, as we've said time and time again, this is such an integrated, globalized economy that you just can't easily separate it. And in many ways, there's no real reason you'd want to.
So the recovery is continuing, looking pretty good. The July unemployment report came out Friday. What stood out to you? Stood out with you?
Well,
in that report?
It was in line with the other reports. May and June numbers were revised up slightly, and they were already pretty good. The July number was not so good. It was 157,000. Most economists were looking for a number at around 200,000. But again, when you draw that average line going back 10 years, it's an almost straight line. What we've seen is the past 6 quarters or so of the Trump administration, we're up at around 2.4 million jobs. The last 6 quarters of the Obama administration were up more than that, about 2.8 million. But those are really rounding errors when you take a look at it. The economy is just moving ahead in a path that seems consistent with the way it's moved ahead over the past decade or two.
Would you say there are a couple of marquee fundamental changes that we need to keep in mind?
Yeah, Bill, you and I have spoken from time to time about the fact that when the market goes up or down and you can't find a fundamental reason for that movement, then as an investor you can ignore it. But when you see something fundamentally changing, that has to get your attention. And what we've seen now are two things that are very alarming to me. One is this stubborn persistence of an income gap in U.S., but not only just U.S., but in all of the developed countries, such that all or even more than 100% of gain in GDP is actually going to the top 10% of earners, which means everybody else is losing ground.
What are the middle income earners getting?
Well, middle income earners have been flat for about 30 years when you adjust for inflation. In this past year, we have about 2.8% inflation and about 2.2% income gains in middle income earners. So they're underwater. When you take a look at some movement down below the middle class in terms of the statistics, they're doing a little bit better for the last couple of months, largely because of the implementation of minimum wage increases that went into effect beginning this year in several cities and states around the country. But the middle class, even though the unemployment rate is way down, we have people working two and three jobs. They're working part-time jobs, and they're not seeing real wage increases. But really incredibly, they are spending, because remember, this is a consumer-driven economy. They're spending and they're doing it and financing that spending by increasing credit card debt and by borrowing against their homes.
That's kind of dangerous.
And that's that's a bubble beginning to fill up.
Pillars on sand. Yeah. How's that for
exactly. You? And Bill, that's a fundamental change in the economy. When we start seeing that happen and we see that people are just not feeling this good economy, even though the economy has been improving steadily since 2009, that's dangerous, because when the large middle class starts feeling unhappy, you begin to see movement in politics as a result of stagnation. So that's one fundamental change. We thought that was going to be kind of mid-range dangerous, but we're seeing those changes and that anger kind of boil to the top right now. And we're seeing it in Europe, and we're seeing it even here in the United States.
How about the costs of our changing climate?
Well, that's the other fundamental change. Again, we had thought that we had some time to get this fixed.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a look at the actual effects of climate change, of the rising temperature of the globe, we're seeing now that you can begin to actually pin weather events on the rising temperature. Now, we always said you can't do that. The climate is different from weather. But now what we're seeing is the scientific community saying no longer is that the case. We're seeing storms have far more moisture and therefore more flooding. We're seeing drought that is longer in duration and drier than it's ever been. The effects have been dislocations in population. We're seeing refugees coming in from pretty much just moving from places that are massively affected to places that are minimally or less massively affected, and it's causing upheavals in society. We're seeing the cost of just here in the United States of one at a time repairing the damage to things to out of range weather events at almost 1% of GDP. Now that's $190 billion being essentially thrown away out of our economy every year, if it is 1%, just to repair, to get back to where we were, you know, to repair the damage from floods, to repair the damage from tornadoes and fires. Look what's going on in California now. Can any of those single events be blamed on climate change? Well, the answer to that used to be no, and now the answer is, yeah, we think it can be. And the problem, the scary piece of this from a fundamentals of the economy perspective, is that it's causing individuals and large organizations to not know how to make longer-term decision-making, longer-term decisions in terms of capital investment, and understanding what is going to be the reaction in our society to these kinds of discontented, people who are discontented, and also to fundamentally upheavals.
Mm-hmm.
When cities like Miami and New Orleans and New York and even Washington, D.C., are threatened in terms of their existentially threatened, then if you're a corporation trying to make decisions about investing in the economy, those decisions become harder and harder to make. And so what you see and what we are seeing is that the economic decisions made by corporations tend to be shorter range. And when you make short range decisions, that increases volatility, and it means that it's harder and harder for you and me, for people who have to, you know, think about their jobs, their families, where they're going to live. It's harder to make those kinds of decisions.
Because it encourages short-term thinking.
Exactly.
All right, Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, you're always open to talking with folks, right?
Sure.
And so if people would like to reach you.
Through the BuckmasterShow.com.
Yeah, BuckmasterShow.com. As I often say, we've got all of the links to all of our great partners. And so it's very easy to use. Just go to BuckmasterShow.com. Shelley, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We push toward 12:34 on this Tuesday afternoon. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico makes a great getaway, certainly this time of year. Just about a three-hour drive, and things will be cooler over there, and I'll take that. 10 degrees at least cooler because of their mountain elevation. And there's so much to do. The Gila National Wilderness, America's first national wilderness, greening up very nicely. Very pleasant. Do some hiking up there. The complete list of the many places to stay in Silver City and Grant County is on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Also, a lot of recreation ideas. Additional support comes from Green Things. Jan and Jack, the owners, are so excited over there on their 13-acre property, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They're excited because Zocalo, which for years was over by Country Club and Broadway, they're now located on Green Things site. So all that great Mexican and Latin American merchandise at Green Things, along with all of your gardening needs. Their website is greenthingsaz.com. It's time for our monthly segment. We call it Your Meds, How to Take Control of Your Health Care. Our Your Meds segment is featuring Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean. He's the founder, now president emeritus, of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture, and a successful one at that, is the creation of Credible Meds. Credible Meds is one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. Each day, over 2,000 people from 180 countries visit the CredibleMeds.org website. Let's welcome now Dr. Ray Woosley. He is with us on the live line today. Dr. Woosley, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be with you again.
Thank you very much. A lot of the questions that come into us on our Your Med segment deal with medicine and how well it may be working, a new medicine. When do we know, or how do we know, that a new medicine is actually working, Dr. Woosley?
Well, sometimes it's hard to tell. And you know, our motto at Credible Meds is, you are the most important member of your healthcare team. And if you're not primed, and if you're not educated and informed, you can't be a good member of that team and play your role. So it means that we all have to ask questions of our doctors when we get a prescription, know what to expect, when's it going to start working, when's it likely to start working, when will I know if it's not working, and are there things that could go wrong that I need to know about too.
Well, give us an example of perhaps some medicines that work within minutes or maybe an hour or so.
Well, I think the one that I always think of is when you have heartburn and you take a Tums or Mylanta or some antacid, it just immediately neutralizes the problem and you start feeling better immediately. And, you know, there are some other medicines for more severe forms of heartburn like GERD or gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is very common and really is devastating pain. A lot of people think they're having a heart attack. And sometimes Mylanta will take care of that, but it often takes medicines like Prevacid, the purple pill, or Nexium, and that may take a day or so before it starts working. So usually you have to take something like Mylanta and antacid and those together. And those, you usually know pretty quickly whether they're working or not.
Some of these medicines you actually have to have a blood test to see, to monitor how it's doing.
Exactly, and that makes it complicated, but it gets back to being informed and knowing that your doctor is going to need to run those tests and that you may not know, the medicine may not be doing anything as far as you can tell, but it may be saving your life. And you know, drugs like warfarin or Coumadin that prevent strokes, drugs that control seizures may not be doing it, may be doing a lot, but all you know is you haven't had a seizure. Medicines to lower cholesterol, another great example to prevent heart attacks.
We've had a lot of questions about these so-called precision medicines. What is a precision medicine, and how do we know it's the right medicine for you?
Well, that's something that's a real big theme now at the University of Arizona. They are part of a $45 million grant from the National Institutes of Health to help understand each of us, their project called All of Us. And I encourage everybody to join in, because that'll be one of the community's largest steps toward precision medicine. And precision medicine simply means getting the right medicine to the right person at the right time. And unfortunately, medicine has for a long time been kind of one size fits all. You know, if you've got a certain problem and everybody gets the same medicine, but only about 40, maybe 20% of people will respond. But now we're developing the precision through testing. So there are tests that can be done to let you know, or let the doctor know, if you're likely to be able to respond to a certain medicine. And that's targeted therapies where, for cancer, for example, your cancer has a certain target, and that drug targets that receptor or that protein. And that's really changing the way doctors practice medicine, but it means more testing. It means that you've got to be more involved to get those tests done and understand what they mean when they're performed.
Critical Path Institute, when I give your introduction, I say you are the founder emeritus of CPATH, and CPATH is based here in Tucson. They really are at the forefront in this precision medicine arena, aren't they?
They really are, and they've made it really accelerate in the last few years. I'm so proud of them, and the good people, over 80 people working there now, they're partnering with the FDA and the drug industry to decide what's the best way to test a medicine to know if it's going to help you or not. And they've made a lot of successes. Many of them recently are really changing the way we test and are going to therefore use drugs. For example, in Parkinson's, they just got the FDA approval, the European FDA approval, for a test that is a brain scan that tells you whether if you have Parkinson's, whether you have the defect that's likely to respond to new treatment. So only those people with those defects are going to go into the trials, which means they've got a much better chance of working and identifying drugs that are effective. So I'm very proud of what they're doing. It's driving, it's providing the precision in drug development that will go into drug therapies.
And it's a dream come true that you've had. It was your vision for CPATH, Dr. Woosley, to kind of get the FDA to allow drug companies greater flexibility in how they test these new drugs, correct?
Exactly. Drug companies for years have sort of wondered what the FDA is going to want to know and what kind of testing the FDA wants, and they end up having to spend usually $1 billion developing a drug and then ship it to the FDA and hope it's acceptable. Well, CPATH has been able to bring the FDA regulators and the companies together and reach agreement on what kind of tests are going to be acceptable or not. Doesn't mean the product's going to be approved, but it means that the testing methods are going to be accepted by the FDA.
Do you see public attitudes changing regarding this whole field of medical marijuana, Dr. Woosley?
I do. Well, it's changing as the states provide legal coverage for the selling of marijuana. And, you know, we have this real problem in our country today where we have a federal law that prohibits the sale and use of marijuana. We have a lot of states now approving it. And the problem is that the federal law has prevented research on marijuana. Now, marijuana is, you know, most of the medicines we take today come from plants. And marijuana is one of the oldest medicines. And it's shouldn't be a shock to anybody to think that there's some medical or pharmacologic effects of marijuana and its many ingredients. The problem is we don't have the research to know for sure what those benefits are and what the harm could be. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. There are a lot of people who think that, there's a lot of data. Let me start by the positive. A lot of data that suggests that it can be beneficial for many people, especially children with seizures. There's dramatic effects that have just been almost life-saving. There's a lot of people who say it helps their pain, and it probably does in some people. But the research isn't there to let us know who's likely to benefit, What dose are they likely to benefit? What strain of cannabis, marijuana products, is going to be most effective for which disease? So we've got an awful lot to learn, and I'm asking all my patients and everybody I talk to, keep an open mind. Don't go overboard on anything. Be skeptical, but informed.
It's interesting, that recent survey that came out of 9,000 adults in the United States conducted by the University of California and Columbia University, half of the survey respondents think marijuana is non-addictive, and 20% believe medical marijuana has no risks at all.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really, again, hard because we don't have a lot of hard data, but we do have data on addiction. And, yes, it's addictive, not as addictive as opiates, of course, but there are like 10% of adults that get dependent on it and actually go into withdrawal when they stop it. Now, that means 90% don't, but for those 10%, it's become a life-changing problem for them. And for children, it's 6% of children. No, I'm sorry, it's 1 in 6 children will become addicted to it. And that's a serious problem that we need to be able to deal with. It's like all medicines. We need to be able to get the benefit without the harm.
All right, Doctor.
Back to precision medicine.
There you go. Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. We're going to tell people about crediblemeds.org, the place to go. It's so simple, isn't it, the website?
Well, we hope it is. And if it isn't, please let us know.
All right. Ray Woosley, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and it's time for our arts report that is presented by our friends at Fox Tucson Theater. This Saturday, August 11th, plan to attend our free second Saturday concert. The Fox is welcoming Just One Look, a tribute to Linda Ronstadt. Here's the good news. Admission's free to see the tributaries featuring Mindy Ronstadt perform Linda Ronstadt's greatest hits. Then coming up, we've got Piff, P-I-F-F, the Magic Dragon. That's going to be hitting the Fox stage on Friday, September the 7th. You got to see this, experience this in person. It's a jaw-dropping magic tricks kind of hilarious performance that that comes with this this performance of Piff, the Magic Dragon. So remember, there's a lot going on this summer in the cool Fox. Yes, it's cool inside. To view the full schedule of events and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com for more information. And by the way, Piff the Magic Dragon, that's about the star of NBC's America's Got Talent and Penn and Allen Fool Us. So that's where Piff comes from. All right, let's go now on the live line to Emily Diekman. Emily is feature writer and reporter for the Tucson Weekly. Emily, how are you?
Good. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. I'm surprised so much is going on. So we've got a lot of ground to cover here in about 8 minutes. Let's begin with one of our well-known galleries on 6th Street. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Raíces Taller Gallery over on 6th Street, like you said, is having an exhibition all about monsoons, which is what we're all thinking about anyway, I think. So there's paintings, photography, sculptures. There's a watercolor of a dead fish in the Santa Cruz riverbed that the artist swears is something she actually saw. There's like an oil painting of a rainstorm through a window, and it looks like there's raindrops on the window. One of Margaret Regan's favorite things, she wrote an article about it for The Weekly last week, is there's a roulette wheel called Summer Bet. So you can spin it, and if you're lucky, you'll land on downpour, but if not, you might get the burning yellow sun or an egg frying on the sidewalk like we seem to get most days.
So that show is up currently, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That'll be up through September 1st.
How about give us another gallery show?
Okay. So the Wildemeyer Gallery has an exhibition going on through the end of August called The Western Attraction. So while we're on the subject of themed art shows. So it's a bunch of art that's centered around the West and all the reasons why we love it. So they've got Native American art, Western wildlife, desert landscapes, horses. And they have a monthly event, like Sizzling Summer Saturday Nights. This whole shebang where you can see all the art. There's music, food, and artists in attendance, and that's on August 18th.
What's going on at the Museum of Contemporary Art this summer?
Oh, there's this exhibit called 100 Year Plan coming up. And it's a two-part live performance. So the first part is this Saturday, August 11th. Part two is Saturday, August 18th. So we all pretty much live on the internet, but this exhibit explores what it would be like to live in the internet. There's two characters. And they're lounging around in this kind of optical illusion-y space. It's big and black and white. They've got pillows, and they're wearing pajamas, and there's cartoon cats all over the place. So it kind of follows their story. They're two people who want to leave their physical bodies to go live in this idealized digital realm. You can check out videos of it online on the Museum of Contemporary Art's website. It looks really cool.
Are you saying they're actually living in the internet?
Yeah, that's the goal, or that's what they're trying to get to. Like, they're hoping to be able to leave their physical body.
Well,
and go live in the digital realm.
Good luck to them. That's at the Museum of Contemporary Art. And for those that don't know where that museum is, where is that located, Emily? It's downtown. It used to be a Tucson firehouse.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep. Anyway, it's located at 265 South Church, and it's open, they're open hours, closed on Tuesday, but they're open 12 to 5, so check it out. All right, how about live theater workshop?
They're putting on a show called The Effect by a playwright named Lucy Preble. So it's about these two people who meet while they're participating in a clinical trial for a new drug to treat depression. So they meet each other at this workshop, and they start experiencing all these symptoms, like increased heart rate and a little bit of mania and some intestinal distress. And they're not sure whether these are just the normal symptoms you get when you have feelings for someone and you're falling in love, or if it's a side effect of the medication. And it kind of just explores, like, that. Like, what makes us us? Where are our feelings coming from? Are they less valid if they're coming from a side effect of something else? It looks like an interesting show.
Hi, that's the live theater workshop, and the name of the show is The Effect. Another theater in town called the Roadrunner Theater Company, they're showing The Last 5 Years. This is a musical, I take it.
Yep. It's by Jason Robert Brown. It's showing through August 26th. So it tells the story of two characters who, over the course of 5 years, fall in love, get married, and then fall out of love and get divorced. And the man in the relationship, Jamie, tells the story in order. So you can, from when he meets Kathy to when they get married to the end where they're breaking up. And she tells it backwards. So her first song is right after they broke up. And then she gets happier and happier throughout the play. And it's all solos, but they meet in the middle for a duet about their marriage. It's actually based on the playwright's relationship with his ex-wife. And it almost got ensued. He had to change one of the songs because it was too obviously about his ex-wife. But it's a really good show. It's exciting that it's coming up in Tucson.
And that's the Roadrunner Theater Company. They're showing The Last 5 Years, a musical by Jason Robert Brown. Margaret Regan, of course, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer, and who is our regular contributor here on the Tucson Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. Margaret's on vacation, and we really appreciate Emily Diekman filling in for Margaret. Tell us a little bit about the story Margaret has. I believe it's about a new exhibition at the Etherton Gallery.
Yeah, so it's called the Masters of 20th Century Photography Exhibit. It's on view through August 31st, and it's just a roundup of some of the last century's finest work in photography. So there's about 80 photos that span the whole century. Most of them are black and white. In color, though, is probably the best remembered photo ever published by National Geographic. It's called Sharbat Gula Afghan Girl, and it's the one of that girl with the really piercing blue-green eyes who's just looking at the camera. That'll be up. So that's pretty exciting. It's a shot by Steve McCurry. The whole exhibit just kind of makes you feel nostalgic. Sometimes it's because there's types of prints that can't be made anymore because the paper that they were printed on doesn't exist anymore. Sometimes it's because there's a print called Tucson, Arizona from the 70s. And then Margaret also was sure to note that there's lots of photos of women, but there's also lots of work by female photographers as well. So she thought that was great.
Well, the Etherton Gallery, of course, kind of the iconic gallery in downtown Tucson, certainly for photography. It's known really internationally. And do you know how long that exhibit, Emily Diekman, is going to be up downtown at the Etherton?
It'll be up through August 31st.
Okay. Emily, certainly no shortage of things to do, right?
Never.
Thanks a lot. Emily
Thanks
Diekman
so
for the Tucson Weekly. Emily is a feature writer and reporter filling in for us for Margaret Regan. And Margaret taking some time off like lots of people do in August, right? Margaret's over, I believe, on the Oregon coast. So lucky her, right? to get away from this heat. The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. Inspired by the eagerly anticipated return and installation of the Fox's Mighty Wurlitzer, our August classic films, each featuring, of course, an organ in a prominent role, hand-selected by the Hansen Film Institute. Each classic film is presented on the big screen as the director intended. First up, on Saturday, August the 18th, this one really just screams out for having that big organ, right? It's the Fox presenting the 1943 classic Phantom of the Opera. So that's going to be really exciting. Claude Rains is in that, Nelson Eddy, great cast. Then on Saturday, August 25th, enjoy Disney's 1954 Oscar-winning nautical fantasy, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, starring Kirk Douglas. That's a great show. Peter Lorre is also in that, and James Mason. This classic was celebrated for its groundbreaking special effects. There's a lot going on, some hot shows at The Cool Fox. To view the full schedule events and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com. All right, coming up this afternoon, we continue with our local talk on KVOI. Mike Shaw and Ray Allen putting together their 2 hours with Mike Check with Mike Shaw. And then tomorrow morning from 6 to 9, Wake Up Tucson, then me, Bill Buckmaster, with Dr. Victoria Mazes. She is our contributor on health. Dr. Mazes from the University of Arizona-based Southwest Center for Integrative Health. A lot going on tomorrow and still today on our KVOI. Have a great afternoon and evening.